Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Nebraska Extension entomologist Julie Peterson says Western Nebraska didn't experience too much economic pressure from the western bean cutworm damage. She said the surprise was that the insect pest was more prominent in northeastern Nebraska.
Overall, we had an interesting year in the state of Nebraska for western bean cutworm. So in west central and western Nebraska, where we typically have our highest populations, I'd say it was sort of a medium to low year. It was a little patchy for western bean cutworm pressure. But the thing that surprised us this year is we saw higher numbers further east, especially in the northeast part of the state. So they don't always experience economic levels of western bean cutworm in the northeast part of the state, but quite a few areas did this year and all the way into western Iowa.
Julie talks about an interesting TAPS project this past season that had results based on what pesticides were used and impact on yield.
So we've really appreciated that our entomology program in North Platte has been able to collaborate together with the TAPS team to do an insecticide management decision on that TAPS competition. So we do scout the fields for western bean cutworm, and we provide scouting data to the competitors, and then they were able to choose between not applying or one of three different insecticides. And those were applied with a elevated sprayer in season. And then we followed up by looking at the ears of the corn plants and measuring how much feeding damage had occurred in the sprayed and unsprayed parts of those plots. So we were really able to look at how effective were those different insecticide treatments, and even go all the way through and calculate any type of economic benefit that participants got from spraying. This year was an interesting year to do this test. We actually were not above economic threshold with our scouting. So we had 4% of the plants infested with egg masses or larvae, and we recommend between 5 to 8% as the threshold. So despite not being at threshold, about a quarter of the competitors still did decide to spray. And so we saw that there was not any economic benefit of spraying. It really kind of confirmed why we use economic thresholds and how important they are, is anyone who did decide to spray an insecticide lost money on that. There just was not enough pressure to justify that expenditure. So one of the things that we found in our research is that using some of the insecticides, if you are above that economic threshold, using some of the insecticides that are less toxic to natural enemies, such as lady beetles, can be very beneficial. So these would be things like chlorantraniliprole or indoxacarb products. They are less harmful to lady beetles and other natural enemies. And then those good guys come in and can eat the egg masses and eat the little caterpillars as they're hatching out and really help provide some benefit for you there and some extra control.
Julie says scouting is always a key activity for producers to stay ahead of this and other pests.
Of course, scouting is always going to be important. I think with this year, seeing populations of western bean cutworm across a greater part of the state emphasizes that importance of scouting again as well. Also this time of year, folks are purchasing their seed for next year. So that's really important to think about which GMO traits you're purchasing in your hybrid. So right now there's just one protein, the VIP3A protein, that is effective against western bean cutworm. So really talk with your seed dealer and look for that VIP protein and see if you can get that in your hybrid, and then you'll have really good GMO protection against western bean cutworm.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.